strikes 10. Coffee time again, while the world is rushing to its judgment day, judgment day.
Welcome to the To Be Do podcast from the Belonging Exchange with Philip Amerson. To Be Do has a mission to foster a sense of belonging, strengthening relationships through storytelling and shared, exchanged experiences. A belonging exchange, if you will. Indeed, our website is belongingexchange.org. Now it's your turn to be, do, as we enter the Belonging Exchange. Here's Dr. Philip Amerson.
Greetings. This is Phil Amerson again with a broadcast from the Belonging Exchange. We're calling this To Be and To Do. I was a little worried that that might come across as Scooby-Doo or something, but its meaning is much more about how we align what we say and what we believe with what we do. And we're fortunate today to have my friend Jonathan Massimi. He is, well, one of those people who knows how to bring individuals and organizations into a connected sense of vibrancy. He's the director of Civic Bloom and has coordinated with neighborhood groups. I love talking with Jonathan because he understands how to bring both the community organizing side of the world together with spirituality and with questions of how one lives one's faith. So, Jonathan, welcome.
Thank you for having me, Phil.
You're from up north in Kitchener, Ontario, I hear.
Yes, we call it Mennonite country here. So it's old Mennonite. And I'm an Italian Anglican priest, so go figure.
An Italian Anglican priest in Anabaptist country.
Exactly.
That's great. Well, Jonathan, this is a new podcast. We've done a few things, but really nothing yet to interview with a person. And boy, am I honored to have you to talk with and to share some of what you do. First of all, what's Civic Bloom? Where does that idea come from?
Well, over the years, I've been invited into numerous conversations with municipalities, neighborhood groups, and churches. So moving forward, I decided, well, I guess it's time to hang a shingle and really begin to shape some sort of discussion in my particular context. So the idea was civic engagement and helping communities flourish. So Civic Bloom's about that. I do work with nonprofits, do some keynotes. I try to give of my time freely when I can. I don't want cost to be a barrier. So I'm also, I guess it's a bit of a social enterprise as well. Right. I just want things to happen in my community and in other communities I get invited into. And it's been a wild ride.
Yeah. Well, and Jonathan and I know each other through our mutual connections with, I guess we would call him the grand old mentor, John McKnight. And John recently passed away, and memorial services actually are just ahead this week that we're recording. Share a bit about your relationship with John McKnight and how that has shaped you and the work you do.
Well, my first interaction with John McKnight was through his work and reading a lot of the things that he produced. At the time, I was starting a new congregation in Brantford, Ontario, Canada. For those that don't know where that is, the home of Wayne Gretzky. So that's put us on the map. And I was planting a church and engaging with the context. And I found the book, The Abundant Community, very helpful because it gave me the language to explain actually what I was doing. And at the time, I was working on my doctorate in ministry program at Northern Seminary in Lombard, Illinois. And my supervisor, David Fitch, said, well, you're doing all this stuff. Why don't you connect with John McKnight? And while I was in the Chicago area, I sent an email to John, not thinking he would respond. And he goes, sure, let's go out for lunch. So I pull up to John's house. He just jumps into my car and points me to the Italian restaurant up the street. And the initial conversation was life-giving. As we know, time with John was a gift in itself. He was very generous with his time and shared a lot of his experiences. And we found a connection because I was studying a bit of Illich as well. And we also had an interest in the theological perspectives on asset-based community development. And that led to weekly conversations for a number of years as I was writing my dissertation. And then some other work that John brought me into and our monthly check-ins to see.
Okay. Okay. Monthly check-ins.
Yeah.
Wow. What a privileged guy you are.
Yeah.
But first of all, who's this Illich guy you mentioned?
Well, he had an influence on John. So Ivan Illich, Roman Catholic priest, social critic, and one that had this very healthy suspicion of institutions.
Right.
And trying to keep institutions within their limits. And so that was a wonderful connection between John and myself. And in terms of the monthly check-ins, just to borrow from like Peter Block's language, John was very curious of what was going on, and he resisted to be overly helpful. he would make me come up with, you know, what perspective are you going to take on this and that. He would ask a lot of questions, and I always appreciated John's curiosity. And when I would meet with him, he would also connect me with someone else that was potentially having a similar conversation. So through John, I was able to meet many people. And I think even our relationship is fruit of that, because he put me in contact with Mike and Mike put me in contact with you, recognizing that this asset-based community development work in many of our contexts could also be a lonely work, because in many instances you're bringing in this new idea of abundance rather than scarcity.
Yeah. So the Mike you're talking about is Mike Mather, and he's a United Methodist pastor, and we've worked together for a number of years. John, it's interesting because much of his work has been with community organizing, community development, social service groups, especially in the developmentally disadvantaged or alternately abled communities, and not a lot, surprisingly, with faith groups. And so, yeah, the connection with you and Mike and a few others has been life-giving. Do you have any story you would share about the power of that vantage point, that asset-based vantage point in the life of a congregation?
Well, what I learned is it was very helpful to bring asset-based community development into conversation with the practices of the church. So as an Anglican priest, I have a deep appreciation of liturgy as formation. So we don't just go to church on a Sunday morning to, you know, just have a good time. That happens, but it's a formative experience. We're brought into a story that shapes us and practices that shape us. And when I brought asset-based community development into conversation with that liturgy, specifically with the Eucharist, some interesting things came to life. First of all, you know, the bread and the wine, those are our gifts, works made by human hands, offered up to God. And this notion of a reciprocity. So we give our gifts to God, and in turn, God gives of God's self to us. And there's a type of exchange. Also, the notion of abundance, that there's enough present on the altar for all to be fed. And the way I've always put it, the Eucharist helped me to educate my palate so that I'm able to taste God in the world. So this idea of like gifts exchange, the sharing of gifts, abundance, those were the connection points for me between my faith and asset-based community development.
So an ability to taste God in the world. We're going to stop there for today, and we're going to pursue that further in the next episode. Thanks to you, Jonathan, and we'll look forward to hearing more about faith, life, and asset-based community development. This is Philip Amerson saying goodbye for now on the podcast that is To Be and To Do, where relationships are as important as the rational, and interdependence is every bit as important as independence. Thank you, John, and you. We'll look forward to the next time.
Now that you have experienced the Be Do podcast from the Belonging Exchange with Philip Amerson, it's your turn to be, do. Be the hands of the strong and do community together. You can start by sharing the Be Do podcast in your community and follow the Be Do podcast with Philip Amerson at belongingexchange.org.
So come on, old friend, it's coffee time.